With autumn's arrival, the region's amazing festival season is winding down after months of giving the public what it wants: family fun, great food, a communal place to gather. Professor Elizabeth Otto says this week's Buffalo Humanities Festival worked to provide those same qualities over a four-day period, while offering a forum where ideas go to expand, challenge, and flourish.
This year, the theme is Gender Bender, and the questions behind that are really for us to think about: are we bound by gender? Are we our genders? Or are we our sexual identities? Or all of these questions.
Those questions begin tonight at the Buffalo History Museum, as UB Professor Patrick McDevitt presents Do Clothes Make the Man? A Look at the Suit and All of Its Gender-Based Connotations and Influences. On Thursday, Sweetness 7 Parkside hosts the first Humanities Festival book group. They are the early offerings in what Professor Otto promises to be a thought-provoking series of events.
And we also see this, I think, in massive, important movements like the Black Lives Matter movements, where people are thinking about long histories of injustice or where conversations haven't happened. How do we talk about identity in a new way that's meaningful?
On Friday, the Albright Knox Art Gallery plays host to the keynote speaker of the Buffalo Humanities Festival, Jill Lepore, a best-selling author who serves as a Harvard history professor and as a staff writer at The New Yorker.
And the fact that we have her in person is really quite a coup. Because she's so busy, she doesn't do very many speaking engagements. She's a really wonderful and generous person, but she just can't do it that often. So the fact that people in Buffalo will get the chance to see her live and to talk with her, ask her questions, is really a rarity.
I'm excited to come out and speak at the Humanities Festival.
Jill Lepore will talk about her latest bestseller, The Secret History of Wonder Woman, and is looking forward to continuing the discussion on the gender bender theme.
And for a long time, those conversations were really theoretical and really kind of like academic. And I think there's a lot more going on culturally, like in pop culture now. I can certainly say that The Secret History of Wonder Woman is such an unusual story that it reveals that these questions have long animated popular culture. We maybe just haven't so squarely seen them.
And on Saturday, local scholars and thinkers will lead talks that play off the theme of gender bender. Some of the titles include Allen Ginsberg Isn't Gay, Rebellious Women in Country Music, The Sex of Sports.
There's also John Arnold, who's a SUNY Fredonia professor, and he's giving, this is my favorite title, a talk called The Real Eunuchs of Constantinople. And he's looking at how there was a whole class of political men who were castrated. And this was very important for the roles that they were able to play in government and in politics and in public life. So, you know, actual gender body modification is quite an old phenomenon.
The talks begin at 11 a.m. and continue throughout the day at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center and Buffalo State College, which is one of the co-sponsors of the Buffalo Humanities Festival, along with SUNY Fredonia, UB, and Caduceus College. The talks give festival goers a chance to dip into the thought-provoking work of the area's abundance of scholars.
Lakeisha Simmons, who's a UB professor, talking about the Black Lives Matter movement, but how girls and women do or do not appear in the discussions around that and their interactions with the police and the history of that. So her talk is called Hashtag Black Girls Matter.
Professor Otto says last year's talks were a big hit with audiences and expects more of the same this year. Organizers continue to tweak the festival lineup. Check it out at buffalohumanities.org. Events have been specially designed for children. A series of short films will be shown, and the Allison Pipitone Band will perform at 4. The Buffalo Humanities Festival begins tonight and runs through Saturday. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.